WCPR News, I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado is buying land in central Denver that will open up big transportation opportunities. CPR's Nathaniel Miner reports.
If you've ever driven Highway 6 into Denver and looked to the left just after crossing Interstate 25, you know this piece of land. It's an old abandoned rail yard, and CDOT has big plans for it. It could be used to expand I-25, to enable RTD to add more light rail tracks, and to allow downtown access for a potential Front Range rail line. The final price tag was $50 million. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Erie's town board has approved contracts for new air quality monitors. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
At a town meeting this week, several residents voiced concerns with air pollution from oil and gas operations in the area. Colorado Hometown Weekly reports that the town will use air monitor equipment, paid for in part by existing tax revenue from oil and gas. The town will also join a regional monitoring network with Broomfield, Boulder County, and Longmont that will allow for regional tracking of oil and gas emissions. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
Masks are no longer required at Coors Field, starting with tomorrow night's game. The Rockies still encourage people who are not fully vaccinated to mask up. Starting next month, up to 35,000 fans can attend games in person. Denver's at 75 degrees, Fort Collins 73, Grand Junction 84. This is CPR News.